When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mr. Conway Twitty. Nothing like a little Conway on a Thursday.
You a hee-haw guy, Slee?
Does he look like a hee-haw guy?
I'm not, but if I hear something like this, I'm like, this ain't bad.
Some of the songs aren't appropriate for 2022 anymore.
It's not Shania Twain.
Well, what was the Shania Twain bit you missed?
Oh, there's so
no
good.
Bit.
It's so good.
He's a fan. Slee's got some country in
it. But you wanted us to play Shania. Oh, for Dodgers losing, right?
No, that was Adele.
No. But he said yesterday, instead of Adele, we should do Shania Twain or something.
I just sprinkle her in. I don't know why I sprinkle
her in. His sisters
in.
Dragged him to the concert when he was a young man, and he didn't want to go.
And then she won him over.
Fell in love with Shania
Twain.
Next
thing I know, I was buying merchandise.
That's how I am with Bolton. I get it, man. I worked at a station, and when I was 16, I was playing Michael Bolton. I had to go to a concert. Changed my life. I've been to 9 since. And I paid for every one of them.
Is that true?
That's 100% true.
That is awesome.
That's incredible. How did I not know that about you?
I don't know. I don't like to share it a lot with the sports radio audience because my Twitter's about to go crazy. Anyway, the SoCal Hyundai ESPN LA Golf Classic presented by Coors Light, Madison Brown Ice Cream, and Black Irish Cream is happening Friday, September 9th. Black Gold Golf Club in Yorba Linda, benefiting the V Foundation for Cancer Research. Here's the thing today on a Live Imaging Thursday. We've got some limited spots. Now, we're not giving away spots. We're giving away the option
to buy spots.
And only if you have a foursome. I don't want to hear about how the other guy didn't show up. We can't have that. You got 4 people that are ready to play Friday, September 9th in our golf tournament, and you're willing to slap down dough to benefit the V Foundation. Call now. Talk to producer Emily. Give us your details. And then myself or Tommy, shouts out to you, Tommy, from the Fun and Games Department, is going to reach out. If you want to press the flesh with us on Friday, June 9th at Black Gold Golf Club in Yorba Linda.
Fun tournament, by the way.
It's great.
It's probably my only chance I'll get to play golf for the year, even though there's golf courses
buddy.
All around us.
Why don't you come out on a Saturday morning with us? Play a little golf. Spank Whitey.
When? Give me what's the plan? Tell me the next time you're going to go. And if
every Saturday.
You guys play every Saturday?
7:30 a.m. Tommy's there. He makes breakfast. He brings it to us. No, I'm not going to make the joke. And we're there.
I've gone. I don't go every week, but I've gone. Yeah.
Travis doesn't go. Okay. Well, Michael's got baseball games on Saturdays. Meanwhile, true. Travis, it's Leeway. You're Thursday right now.
Let's go, girls.
How often do you use the Michael's got games?
I feel like he's got games, which is just about every single weekend.
No. All the time.
Yeah.
And the thing is
I know.
Travis does care.
No, but it's good.
Travis is the guy that if he doesn't hear from you, he'll send the text. Like, hey, everything good? I haven't heard from you or haven't seen you, whatever. Yeah, we got to get out on the course. Get out on the course, Trav?
Yeah.
I've asked you 100 times in 2 years. Michael's in Albuquerque.
Phoenix is usually the destination. Albuquerque, maybe this year. You know where we're going this year? Texas. Mm. Little Texas action.
Which part?
Dallas, the Metroplex, I believe it's called. Yeah. So we got a little Dallas.
Are you going to South Fork Ranch? That's where I go.
JR and Bobby and Sue Ellen and what was the other one? They're missing one. What was Charlene Tilton's name, Chris? Help me out here.
Oh, it went rough for her, though, later on.
Yeah, no, I do care. I care about Michael's baseball. I care about playing a little golf. I just can't get out there every Saturday.
Just out of curiosity, what percentage of times in your life have you said, I can't because Michael or Bobby or something family, but you actually were open to it? You just had the ability to use that as an excuse.
5% of the time.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
5% is about right.
Yeah, there are.
If you just said 44%, I'm like, yeah, it's pretty high.
No, it's fine because, first of all, children take up a lot of time, and you want to see it. I want to be there to see the good things. I kind of want to be there to see the bad things so you can try to pick up the pieces a little bit and try to make it a little bit better. Yeah, I like it. I put it to you this way. If you go on a Saturday, I will make a special trip to be the fourth person in that group.
Okay, let's do it. We'll find a Saturday to do it.
We'll do it. All right, let's let's do Andrew in Pasadena. Andrew, you're on with Travis Slee. What's up, Andrew? Andrew.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
Yeah, gotcha. So, you know, just on the LeBron thing, I think that the selfish decisions are there, but I don't think that he's not also thinking long term. Like you said, some of them don't pan out, but I do believe that although they see the kind of one with a player option as more of a selfish decision, I think if things don't go well with Russ this year, that does it leaves him the flexibility to come back next year, hopefully be able to take a pay cut at that point if he sees that it's unable to work out, and kind of set himself up to be more flexible. And so it may seem a little bit selfish now and short-sighted, but there's also the possibility that, you know, he could do something great with it as we go along.
Appreciate you calling in, Andrew. So he's not going to take a pay cut. Bron is,
nor should he.
For those who, because I did see some, you know, articles out there, it's like, hey, he should help the Lakers. Listen, it's not his responsibility to help the Lakers. Russ is making $47 million this upcoming year. From a cap space perspective, next year they'd have $20 million. If they find a way to trade THT, then they'll have $31
million. That rumor's heating up a little bit, too.
They'll have $31 million. So then, you know, you have some money. I have a difficult time, but it's like, yeah, what about this year? You know, you got this year in front of you. When you have somebody who's 20 years in, Trav, I hate to kind of, you know, you just don't know what he's 20 years in. 20 years in. Mm-hmm. This is not the Anthony Davis piece where you're like, yeah, well, he's not reliable, this, that. Okay, well, at least he's still under 30. He's 20 years in. So when he's not going to take a pay cut, let's say that. And it's okay for his goals to be different than the Lakers' goals as far as what his individual hope is. He's not thinking about the Lakers in 5 years. That's not his responsibility. He's trying to win today. And, you know, if they're able to find a way to trade Russ or they're not able to trade him, it's obviously going to be an incredible hurdle to see what happens this season.
They've put themselves in a really challenging position because their extremely narrow path to success in the short term and almost no path to success in the long term. And long term being 4 or 5 years, right? Mm-hmm. They, not forever and ever, because they do have
you
an
need
advantage.
Big time players
you
to do. Come sign
and,
with you.
And they yep. have an advantage when it comes to that. That's mm-hmm. a great catch by Cody Bellinger. That they have an advantage because they are the Lakers. It is Los Angeles. It is a big deal.
But we
to
always
go
also
pluck
went,
that guy.
Went through a stretch where it didn't work to their advantage, right? You went through that stretch in the Laker years where they could not get Carmelo or LaMarcus Aldridge or whatever the case is. Maybe the times have changed, but it just kind of shows some of the challenges. Can I? Okay, take one of these calls, and then I want to go through that article with you.
Let's do PJ in Los Angeles. PJ, you're up next. What's going on?
Travis Sliva, thank you guys for taking my call, long-time listener. I think, in my opinion, LeBron is doing it for himself. I think it's a selfish move. And I also think the 2020 championship was kind of taking advantage of it just because of what the country was going through. That's just my take.
PJ,
thank you.
Go a little further into it. What? All right, we lost.
I think he hung up.
You know what I want to ask him? What part is? I just want to get more of the details. I know you kind of had your version of it. When he says LeBron is being selfish.
It's not my version. It's the version.
But why? So what part is this? I'm assuming they're talking about the contract that he's signing, this extension that he's signing.
That is one part of a series of decisions that not just LeBron, but that by LeBron's presence also requires the Lakers to make certain decisions that serve LeBron first, that not mm-hmm. necessarily serve the Lakers first. It's not one thing. It's a series of the things that I told you about.
Let me ask you some questions on individual players. The best players in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Is Patrick Mahomes selfish?
Patrick Mahomes isn't in his 20th season. This is the argument. They're not comparable. You make a decision with Patrick Mahomes right now.
LeBron averaged 30 a game last year.
That's not the – you asked the question, is it Patrick Mahomes? Patrick Mahomes is at the very beginning of his career. He's not at the end of his career.
Give me a different player. Give me a different player
like
around –
Tom Brady's the best example. Mm-hmm. The best example is Tom Brady. And do you move heaven? And the Bucks are doing exactly – look, they fired the the coach retired, right? The coach moved on to mm-hmm. a different spot. Call it whatever you want. They got a new coach, and then poof, he's back, right? Go call it whatever you want. That's what it is. That's the comparison. That a guy that's at the end, who's still playing at a very high level, who still can impact you in a very positive way, but if it doesn't hit, you're in a weird spot.
Is,
it did hit for them. It did hit for LeBron.
Let me give another example, just a random one here. Is Max Scherzer selfish? He got a big contract from the Mets.
Yeah.
Right? And he's at the latter part of his career.
Okay.
I'll tell you why I'm asking the question. I'm asking the question because if the Lakers don't give Bron that money, do you think other teams are going to give Bron that money?
Somebody would have. Yeah.
A lot of teams would have. If they have the cap space, right?
Yeah.
A lot of teams would have. So I selfish. It's you can almost say like market value.
But somebody else is going to do it doesn't mean I have to do it if it's not good for me. That's not well. They're going to do it, so I have to do it. That's not necessarily true.
You don't have to do it, but isn't that your value? Your value is
your. The question is, and this mm-hmm. is I let the Laker fans talk about what they want to talk about. But the question is, I am doing this because I have to make sure that this person, LeBron, mm-hmm. is satisfied with what we're doing. Because if he's not, he could leave. He could cross whatever the or else might be in the situation. And those decisions that he wants are really short-term based decisions, mm-hmm. and they could change from one year to the other. And all of a sudden, if I do a bunch of those in a row, now I look around and he's in his 20th year, mm-hmm. and we're in no man's land, and I don't have any picks, and there is no clear path to this moving forward, that those collective acts are selfish.
So there was Tim Bontemps and Kevin Pelton on ESPN. They did NBA all-in tiers. Okay, so they're trying to kind of describe where all these teams are in this window of all-in, rebuild, blah, blah, blah. Just listen. This is where they put the Lakers. All right, all-in on a championship this season. And they're, I'm assuming what they're talking about are teams that they actually think have a chance at winning a championship. So all-in just on this season.
Mm-hmm.
They put Brooklyn in that category, assuming KD is still there. Clippers in that category. Miami, Milwaukee, Philly, and Phoenix. Those are teams that they think are all kind of all-in right now. There's another tier. All-in, not just on a championship this year, but over the next five seasons. So, like you were describing, probably the toughest thing to do in sports.
Yeah.
Can you be competitive now and still be building for the future? They put the Celtics, the Nuggets, the Warriors, and the Grizzlies in that category. Not many teams. And that's some of that has to do with guys, teams that are really young but have a lot of promise, or the Warriors and Celtics, they were just there and you think they're going to be there for a number of years. Then they go in, just playoff success, list of teams. Then they go in, finishing 500, list of teams. Still not the Lakers.
Okay.
Okay. Keep going further in, further on that list. All in on their current core, as in it's just young players that are looking to kind of show promise for that franchise. The Pelicans are there. The
OKC.
Cavs are there. Exactly. OKC is one of those teams. The Pistons, Cade Cunningham. Okay.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
There's another category before that, just like draft position. We're trying to get lottery picks. Still not the Lakers. The Lakers are, I will tell you exactly how it's described. All in on ... nothing ... It's got the Lakers, the Mavs, and the Toronto Raptors on that list. As in, you're not good enough. The Dallas thing a little bit confuses me.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just going to pay attention to the Lakers part. As in, you're not good enough to win right now, and we have no idea what your future looks like. That's kind of the position of the Lakers. Right, you put all your eggs in this basket today, but all the eggs in that basket, you feel like you have to have five or six things all go your way, and AD's got to play X amount of games and all that stuff. That's kind of a crazy list to see the Lakers that far down the list, and some pieces of it I understand.
Doesn't sound
some pieces of it I understand.
The description that you gave. Dallas doesn't make sense to me on that list because they have arguably the best player in the league, and he's, 22 or 3, something like that?
23.
So he's 23 years old. So their future is incredibly bright because he can move pieces around and support him. He's going to be the best player in the league for the next 10 years or damn near it. That doesn't make sense. But the other parts, yeah. Like, what exactly are you all in on? To fight and claw and scratch and bite to get the sixth seed and then get clipped in the first or second and with no exit ramp along the way? That's what they're describing, and if that feels right.
There are things that you could look forward to this upcoming year, but the only one that really ultimately at the end matters for the Lakers, are you competing or not? So that's going
to
be the question.
Yeah, you have to catch a couple of breaks along the way. And, maybe the team will be a little different by the time we get to the start of the season. All right. I'm doing the Rams pregame show, halftime show, and postgame show.
Tomorrow, right?
On Friday afternoon. Kirk and I will start at 5 o'clock tomorrow, and what is usually a bit of a kind of middle-of-the-road preseason game that just kind of let's get through it and get to the start of the season actually has a very interesting wrinkle all of a sudden. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Yep, on
is
this
that the
day,
one you were telling me about, Emily?
Yep, on this day in 2014. I'm doing you, Chris. I'm doing you in the afternoon show. This song came out. This is also my walkout song from the softball tournament.
Yes.
And this song gets stuck in my head all the time.
T-Swizzle.
I do. You were right, Emily. I do know this one.
On Top a live 1%. Imaging Thursday on Travis at Sliwa.
Top 1%.
I really was into T-Swizzle in the beginning when she did that song, Our Song, because she was young and it was kind of a cute, bubbly song. And then her later stuff, a lady friend of mine a few years ago who maybe she was in an entanglement, she sent me her new album and said, this song reminds me of us, and it's the Are You Ready For It? If you listen to the lyrics about what's going on in that song.
Oh, gosh, Chris.
T-Swizzle.
Did he just ruin T-Swizzle for
a
you?
When you hear that song, are you ready for it?
Do we have the song with the lyrics?
In the middle
can go through
of
all the lyrics.
Night.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a bit, I mean, it makes you think.
Wait, I thought you were going to say dress, because that's also something else.
Yeah, but no, are you ready for it?
Are you going to fall out of the top 1% now? That's amazing. Do you know?
Hold on, Trav. It's coming.
It's coming, bro. Just give it a second.
On a live imaging Thursday.
Oh, gosh. I hate this. I need you to stop doing
that,
Chris.
Why would you say that to him?
You're ruining my favorite thing.
Right, he's in the middle of
this. The best highlight of today is that I ruined Taylor Swift for Emily 2 hours after she told us she's the top 1%er of streaming.
Yeah,
not anymore. Not anymore.
Spotify does data on all of us, and they will release at some point what your data is for a different artist. And yeah, it said I was the top 1%. And it says the amount of minutes I spent listening. I will find it for you and say
in the middle of the night. My dreams.
Weekly, monthly, annually. What
it
is
was,
it?
It's for over the year. Over how many minutes I spent listening to it over the year?
Okay, so when you saw the number, were you like right on? You're like, ooh,
I was like, that's
back
about right.
A little bit.
One of my friends is the top 0.01.
Bro, that burger looks good. You said Habit?
Yeah, are you ready for it? The Habit is great.
Yeah. Somebody tweeted at
it's lit AF, as Kaplan says.
Really good.
By the way, Sonato and Cap are back reunited this afternoon at 4 p.m. Going to be a live imaging Thursday. We're going to have some fun. Sonato, back in the studio after, I think, a year off. He has been on vacation forever.
Oh, I have it. How many minutes I've listened? So, I want you guys first to give a ballpark. What do you guys think it is?
Total minutes. From
in
a year.
18,000.
Ooh.
So let's just say 10 minutes a day is 365 times 10 is, I'll say 5,000 minutes.
Taylor was a lot closer. And I'm way higher than that.
26,000.
That's much closer, a little bit lower. I'm 25,163 minutes spent listening to Taylor Swift.
It's
impressive.
That's amazing. Dang. Wait a minute. Do the math.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. 25,000, how many, Emily?
25,163.
She just leaves it on when she goes to
bed. Okay, you guys talk. I got to do some dividing here for a second.
So, Slee, what do you think about the Lakers schedule?
25,000 minutes?
That's why I love Spotify. Where you can also find the Travis and Slee podcast.
With no ads.
Yes.
They're just grabbing. I mean, talk about grabbing all your information. They're like, no, we'll just tell you how long you slept, how long you listened to Taylor Swift, what you like in the day. We'll target all your ads. Spotify's got everything.
That's how it all works today. So,
Trav, you got it?
Getting close.
That was a technology insight minute from Alan Sliwa.
Yeah, I know. That's a lot of minutes. I'd have been way off.
So it's not as much as you might think when you break it down like to a day-by-day basis.
Go ahead.
It's only 18 minutes, but it's 18 minutes every single day over the course
of
the year.
And then some days are more than others. Yeah.
18 minutes a day spent listening to T-Swizzle.
That's a lot.
Every single day. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I'll tell you, when she sent me this song, I listened to this song more than 18 minutes, but then it fizzled off. Moved on.
Emily, were you surprised that it's only 17.4 minutes a day?
That's actually less than I thought, for sure.
There's an 80% chance my math is wrong too, by the way. I'm not the world's best in math, but it's just minutes per day divided by total minutes, and that's what you get.
35 minutes away from Super Crosstalk coming up at 12:55 with Mace, and I believe the fill-in host today is Andy Kamenetsky.
That's right.
AK.
So I get to do boogie night stuff with him for 3 hours, and I'm looking forward to it.
Did get the one yesterday.
By the way, you want to know a funny thing? So I got a text yesterday from Ireland, who's driving by himself in Idaho, and he loved the Did You See It? Or Can I See It? Whatever. Can I See It? The Boogie Nights drop we used. I mentioned it to Greg today. He says that Ireland hasn't texted Mace or Greg since he's been gone and won't reply to
their
text.
Alan Sliwa.
But he's texting me about Boogie Nights and about Travis and Sliwa listening on the app. So how great is that?
That's fantastic. I literally was going to tell you that was the one that got me yesterday, the May I See It? It's the May that takes it to another
level. Well, you need to ask permission.
Politely. Yeah. You can say, Can I See It? That's kind of casual, but May I See It?
When I brought up that, remember I brought up that biker bar in Big Bear?
Mm-hmm.
AK texted me when I did that. And he has a story behind it, but I don't think he could tell it. You remember how we had somebody at Harris want to know the story.
Yeah, I still get that.
And it still kind of continues.
Occasionally.
AK had a story for me. I have no idea what the story is, but I think
can we ask him here in half an hour or so?
Yeah, I think we can. Yeah. Even though he said it's probably for off air.
Why not? Okay, so here's my question for you. And I think there are three possibilities to the answer to this question. I'm curious if you get one of them and why you think it's one of those things. John Wolford did not play in the first preseason game of the year.
Yeah.
John Wolford will play the first half tomorrow against the Texans. Why do you think they changed their plan?
Okay, one theory is this. Just got to get the guy some reps, right? Just got to get the guy reps. It's not like he's playing in any meaningful games lately. Another theory would be, is there competition to the backup quarterback? Is there real competition to the backup quarterback, right? And let's see one half here, and let's see another half here, and make some comparisons. And as long as Stafford is good, great. But if that's not the case, and everybody keeps saying how great Stafford is, even though his arm and his elbow and this and all that stuff, almost overselling it.
You're going to love her. She's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You can't wait for you to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of that sales job.
So I think those are the two theories that I have in mind.
Those are two of the three that I thought of. And the most interesting one is the one that you just mentioned there at the end. Because tell me if this isn't a real possibility that Bryce Perkins, they kept him on the team last year, Slee, not only on the team, but he was part of the 53-man roster because they didn't want to put him on the practice squad because somebody could take him, right? So they said, we have plans for him. Don't do that. So they basically played a guy short all season long because your third quarterbacks, almost nobody else does it or very few other teams do it. He goes out there last Saturday. Looks pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I get it. It's a preseason game. There's not game plans, but looks.
You were saying, hey, somebody's going to pick him up. Somebody's going to use him.
So, with that in mind, somebody in a meeting says, hey, I know that we're going to have to let him go, but real quick, can I just ask the room a question? Are we sure he's not better than John Wolford? Are we positive that that's the case? And then say, why don't we put them both
why
out there and
use
take
your,
a look?
One of your three preseason games
why
to say,
not
hey,
we,
first
why don't
half,
we take a look?
He's up, second half, he's up.
It makes a lot of sense, right? The other sense is the both of them are Matthew Stafford. Either he's not going to play. Stafford is 100% healthy, so you know Wolford's not going to play. Let's get him some live action because it's going to be a long time before he gets any.
Right.
Or the other, hey, he's going to have to play. We got to get him some live action. Those are the other two.
Yeah, and listen, this is – I know we talk about how the preseason, at least for the Rams, it's not important in the sense that you got to play all your starters out there. That part's fine. But these are the types of games where you might get an answer because here's the reality. They might have to go to a backup quarterback at some point this year. And if they do, just kind of have your I's dotted, your T's crossed.
Most important question of all, will you watch the game on Friday night? Or do you have plans? Or you're not going to tell me either way? I feel like you could have like a wedding planned and I wouldn't know about it until the Monday after.
But this is a tough one to watch. Friday against the Texans?
Yeah. What do you mean? Get on board.
I listen to the game. I don't watch it.
Well, you want to hear the first quarter update.
I want to hear the broadcast, the pregame show.
Yeah, exactly.
Halftime. How am I going to get halftime?
On the app.
No. I know how to get it, but I'm saying I need to get
the
halftime.
Oh, you need the analysis.
Show.
Yeah. You need Kirk and Travis to break it all down for you. Yeah, not a bad idea. I'm not kidding. I genuinely went from, all right, let's get through this. Let's get to Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Let's get through Houston. Let's get through Cincinnati. Let's get to September 8th against the Buffalo Bills and get this thing going to, I'm genuinely interested to see what he looks like relative to Bryce Perkins. I think that how they play Stafford, if they don't have Stafford, the boat's kind of dead in the water, right? But if they have a backup choice to make, which way do they go? And I'm not convinced that's not what it is.
From a couple weeks ago to today, so we sit here at almost 12:30. Do you feel better about the situation with Stafford? No idea. You know what? Let's just wait till like. How do you feel about Stafford now? Just the fact that like the little information that you're getting.
So
the scrimmage
all of the
that he was in
last year just kind of under was his elbow's bothering him.
Yeah,
he's going through his elbow's bothering him. It's not like debilitating where he's not going to be able to play, but there are days when it bothers him more than other days, and we'll see what happens. I have a feeling it's going to be some of that. And if that was him dealing with it last year, worked out pretty well. It worked out pretty darn good that a no look pass with the Super Bowl on the line was delivered perfectly on the spot.
But
I feel pretty good about it.
You did say something earlier that it really just comes out, okay, is he good?
Yeah.
Because if he's not,
it doesn't really matter at that point. That whoever, unless you make a trade for like another starter on another team, which almost never happens. Would you be offended if I were gone on vacation for a couple of weeks?
Okay.
And didn't you, Emily Taylor, texted me at some point and I ghosted you guys, but all of a sudden I sent a text to Steve Mason. would you be offended by that?
Probably a little bit. Like if I sent you a text like, hey, how's the vacation going? And nothing. But then that night you're on Twitter and you're just responding with everybody and you're sending photos.
An AMA
like,
on Twitter. Ask me anything. I'm on vacation. I got a few minutes. Send me whatever you want. Let's fire through some things here. Maybe I'll do that.
I got an hour and a half. I got 2 hours.
Nothing. I got nothing going on. Just want to reconnect with the people.
Sorry if there's any typos. I'm doing it from my phone.
I like that John did that. It's a power move. You know how much I like power moves along the way. That's a pretty good one. All right. The Laker people still want to get in on your topics, Lee, about where they are. What are they competing for? Is it selfish? Have they painted themselves into a corner? What happens with Bronny? It's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Live Imaging Thursday, 12:30 in the Southland. Oh.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Is there a reason why we're playing the Groove Line by Heatwave? Oh, no. Let's Groove tonight. This is Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I did my math wrong, surprisingly enough.
Well, stand by. Let's reset. Okay, Travis and Steve Live Imaging Thursday. Taylor Swift, T-Swizzle, is producer Emily's favorite thing. And she reported that she listened how many thousand minutes last year?
25,163.
25,163 minutes, which puts her in the top 1% on Spotify of Taylor Swift fans.
Yes.
Correct. So I came up with a number. I thought it was 17.4 minutes a day.
And what is it?
It's 17.4 days total. It's not minutes per day. It's 17.4 days, which averages out to more than an hour a day. every
You know
day.
What? I thought I did it. I thought it was 68 minutes.
Yeah, it's a little bit more. I came up with the 17.4.
So, Mr. I'm smarter than everybody else here screwed it up?
I did my math wrong. I got the math
what,
was
what
right.
What did you start doing?
My units was wrong.
It was just the 25 and change divided by the 365, right?
Yeah. I converted
you get 68 minutes? So you
did you carry the one?
What?
Did you carry the one, Slee, or not?
I didn't carry the one because that throws me off.
I converted to a unit of measure that I didn't need
An
to do.
Hour?
A day.
In my defense.
Every day, though, Emily. Like
Taylor Swift's albums came out last year. She had several albums that came out.
Okay, but let me ask you this.
Wow.
So Taylor's you have, you said you don't listen every day, right?
Like genuine, I understand.
By the way, producer Lindsay and I go into that concert.
That's amazing.
I listen, now I don't listen to it every day. Listen to it at least a little bit every day.
But if you take a day off, the next day you need to listen to 2 hours and 20 minutes.
But if you take 3 days off.
That's where the math gets crazy.
Hey, I also took a long road trip in that time span. I listened to Taylor Swift a lot. My dad liked Taylor Swift too.
What's the focus, Slee?
He's going to Genuine's concert. With Lindsay.
That sounds right.
She bought the tickets, I believe, to force me to go.
I finally saw the billboard you were talking about, Slee. It's awesome. It's incredible.
When it happens, I'm putting my foot up on the other chair in front of me, and you know what's going to happen.
It's on the first. You should go, Slee.
I have a Laker thing. Bro, that's amazing that you guys are going to that concert. That's freaking hilarious to me.
It's not as amazing as listening to an hour of T-Swizzle every day, like producer Lamb.
Hour and 8 minutes.
Hour and 8 minutes.
Yeah. 17.4 full day, nearly a half a month, more than a half a month.
So if she goes
nothing but Taylor Swift 24 hours a day.
If she didn't listen for two straight days, the next day she's listening for 3 hours.
Three and a half.
Emily, like, where is much of this? This feels like we're doing a radio survey, but where do you do much of this listening?
Sorry, what'd you say?
Where do you do a lot? An hour and 8 minutes. Like, is it working out? Is it?
She needs a meter.
In the kitchen. So, easy. That's a violation. Is it in the?
I will get up and then I'll.
You
listen
can do
to music.
Multiple things while you listen to
Making
music.
Making breakfast, cooking, when I'm driving, when I'm working out. I listen to the music a lot.
That's awesome. I love her fandom. She was telling me about Breaking Bad. We were talking about Breaking Bad.
Oh, she's all in.
I've never seen Better Call Saul, but she just told me about the ending, which
I spoiled it because I was like, "Do you want a spoiler?" And he was like. Because I just need to talk about it with somebody.
I did say, and she just went ahead and told me the ending of the show.
That was a green light for her. Just,
still
does not mean
Better
stop.
Call Saul.
And then I told her how Hunter ended.
You watch Breaking Bad.
Well, this is what happened to Fred Dreyer
in
1990.
Dee Dee McCall and
she leaves.
I spoiled one of the cameos. That was the only thing I did. I spoiled one of the cameos in the finale.
It's not going to get much better than this, but let's try. Travis and Sleewood continues now.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Hour and 8 minutes a day.
It's healthy.
Other than talk to you, I don't do anything for an hour and 8 minutes every single day. And I don't even do it every single day because Saturdays and Sundays. That's the thing, Emily. You have to get your Saturdays and Sundays too. Is that where you catch up? You know, like we try to catch up on our sleep sometimes?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, sorry. I didn't have
but you're not much of a music guy. So it doesn't, like for you, when you're driving down, you're on the road. All the time.
Yesterday in particular.
You're doing more podcasts and stuff like that, right?
News, podcasts, comedy.
Anything good in the news?
Yeah.
Super quiet.
Not much going on.
A lot of optimism.
I like to chew on the climate stories. Those are the ones that really put me to make me sleep like a baby. Yeah. Do you do the thing when you get like a podcast that you like that you'll go back and watch all the old ones too, or listen to, I should say?
Clips of them. Because a lot of them now, they'll cut it down, right? So you don't have to go to it. If it's a two-hour podcast, you could get a 12-minute clip. That specific story is interesting. You just listen to that.
Dodgers are down 3-0 today. Yep. It's the top of the fifth inning. But Tony Gonsolin was so good last night.
Bellinger playing.
Yeah, he made a nice catch earlier in the game. Mm-hmm. I don't think it matters. You know what I mean? Like, Tony Gonsolin has a batting average against that is the best in the history of Major League Baseball. For anybody that's made five or more starts, 182, no one has done a better job than he has. That's extraordinary. That's not just – by the way, he didn't come up for five starts and get sent back down or have an injury. He's pitched all year long.
I know.
And pitched beautifully all year long. And he won't start game one of the playoffs. I think he'll be the game two guy, depending on whether Kershaw is back or not, maybe the game three guy.
How do you think they would do it? Kershaw's healthy.
Urias is first.
Okay.
And then Kershaw, if he's healthy, and then second. Gonsolin and Anderson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think because it also gets you the left, right, left, which is an advantage for them. But anyway, I don't want to say I don't care. That sounds so stupid, but it doesn't really fill me with a great deal of confidence knowing that we're going into this thing. I saw him pitch in the World Series, right? I saw him pitch in the NLCS in Texas when the pandemic. It looked great. And I know that was a couple of years ago that he's more experienced. Mm-hmm. He's been through some more things. He's learned a trick or two along the way. But the thing, how many times have you heard me say this, Lee? Big eyes. I don't love big eyes in those moments. That holy smoke. This is crazy. He had really big eyes in those moments.
So I think that confidence got to be growing, right? Like it's got to be growing from Dodger fans. Let me set you up with this. Do you remember he was having a lot of his early success and a lot of the conversation was, guys, come on, it's May. Come on, it's June. Okay, well, why don't you just wait till after the All-Star break? So we've been kicking that can down the road. And I'm not saying it's wrong to have that, you know, that thought process. But Trav, he's delivered all season.
No question.
And he's been
arguably
the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets into the postseason and he's still great. I wouldn't be surprised. He's shown it to us almost every single start this year. Now, that doesn't mean that he's going to, you know, have 8 shutout innings, but I also wouldn't be surprised. Gives up 2 runs, goes 6 innings.
Oh, Slee, if I could sign, if I could buy that, I would buy it today.
Yeah, I'm with
this
you on that.
Yeah. Second, I would. But if you said he's going to pitch 6 innings and give up 2 runs, I'll take it.
I will take it right now. Would you not be shocked or surprised? 4 innings, gave up 4 runs, and they pulled him?
No, not even a little bit. I think that that's probably more.
I want to give him some credit. I really do.
I do too. But
I want to give him a little bit of the benefit.
I need to see if Clayton Kershaw gave up 4 runs in 4 innings. I'd be really surprised. Same thing with Julio. I'd be really surprised. Gonsolin's pitched a lot better than those guys have this year. Mm-hmm. Maybe not Julio. Maybe not a lot better, but better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got to see it. I need to see. It's not unlike Kershaw going back a couple of years ago, which every time he'd have a big moment, it's like, okay, let's see. And then we finally got through it, and we got it now. But I got to see it, man. I need to see him that moment.
I feel like you've kind of gone through stages with the Dodgers. At times, they're great.
They are.
Who the hell's going to beat them?
Mm.
As in, they're supposed to win.
Yes.
You know, all that stuff.
I still feel that way.
I was going to say, today, kind of knowing where the team is and just some little nuances, the Buehler portion of him being out, how Craig Kimbrell has pitched over really pretty much the entire season, do you still feel, hey, I'll take the Dodgers over the field and feel comfortable with that?
They're the best team, so I would take that bet. But it's going to happen. We're focusing on the wrong thing. That Tony Gonsolin could be this exact same guy. He'd go out there and throw 7 innings and give up 1 run, right?
And with a 3-1, 2-1 lead.
See, now you're doing the thing. Yes. You're
9th inning.
Yes. Yes.
Bring in Craigie.
Yes. Yes. And ball 4. Oh, great. Oh, there's a hit. Hey, he only gave up a walk and a run.
But Dave said everything's fine.
This is what Dave said after the outing last night, where they were one bloop hit away from either having that game get tied or losing.
I thought tonight was fine. Obviously, it got a little traffic there at the end, but I like the fastball command tonight. I like the breaking ball in zone. We got a couple ground balls. The Urias, shift buster, soft contact with the breaking ball. That was well executed. And so I thought it was good tonight. Obviously, we don't want the walk. There was a walk in there, but outside of that, I thought he threw the ball well.
One of the jobs of the manager is to make sure that his players buy into the manager, buy into the he's got my back. He's not going to leave me hanging. He's not going to leave me twisting in the wind. But that, you said it, Al, he's not buying what he's saying. He doesn't believe it. Because if I said to you, Dave, if your closer's giving up a walk and a hit just about every time they pitch, you like that? The answer would not be, yeah, that's fine. Of course it wouldn't be. It is ludicrous on the surface of it all. And this idea that, well, when we get into September, we're going to use the guys that are pitching the best. What's magical about September 1st, where all of a sudden we want to try to figure it out then? What's wrong with August 18th? What's wrong with that day? Why do we have to wait?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of contradicts himself, because the tone of his voice is not somebody that has a lot of confidence in his closer, and he shouldn't. Just go look at the product, watch it every night. But he says, as we get into September, the best pitchers are going to pitch. That's just the way it has to be, and I think that's the only right way to manage it. I take him to his word on that. Listen, if Kimbrel, if we're sitting here, we don't have to. It's not like we should have to wait 2 weeks for, even last night, it wasn't a 1-2-3, right? You had
it
traffic.
It hasn't been since the beginning of July.
It hasn't. So I don't think there's I don't think there's anything that's probably going to change the way you or I feel in the next 2 weeks about Craig Kimbrel.
Other than him not pitching, then I'll feel better about it. That's an option to do as well. The dump is right around the corner. Super Crosstalk is coming up after that. And you know what I get to do immediately after Super Crosstalk, Slee?
What do you got?
I get to go to the dentist. It's one of my favorite things to do.
I don't understand this.
I'm going to the dentist.
I don't understand
I can't
this.
Wait. I told Emily this morning, I'm like, I get to go to the dentist today. Fired up for it.
You literally are the only one there that is excited to be there.
Yeah.
Get you now you have to get your cleaning
clean
every,
as a whistle.
You're wired.
You're cleaning every 6 months. You're there 2.5 months later. It's like, guys, I miss you.
See this little thing right here? Yeah. Can you dig that out
brush
for
your
me?
Teeth.
I get to sit there and they do the little pick. I love it. There's nothing about it I don't like. They get to swish it around.
Someone
and
else's hands
spit it in that
mouth?
Little suction. They're wearing gloves. Either massage your gums.
The suction cup is the worst.
I know, it's terrible.
Close your mouth.
Yeah, like, okay. It's just so.
I'll close my mouth.
But the suction cup is disgusting, and I hate that. But that clean as a whistle feeling, love it. Plus, they have a really good coffee
machine.
You
walk out whistling, don't you?
I'm in such a good mood. It's like going
to put on coffee right after your teeth cleaned?
Emily, so let me explain. They have, I don't know what the machine is. Like, I don't know the brand of it. It makes the best cup of coffee I've ever had in my life.
You just got your teeth cleaned.
I know. I'm not saying that
and
it's a
you're
smart
brush your teeth
thing
in
to
the
do.
Car.
No, I understand it's contradictory. I'm fully aware that it makes no sense.
It's a Jolly Rancher right after.
Oreos. Just smash
milkshake.
A box of Oreos along the way. The dump coming up next. Strav and Slee, 710 ESPN. So on our group text yesterday, Funches reaches out and sends us a picture from his honeymoon in Cancun. I know it's Mexico. It's Cancun,
he's
right?
In Cancun. He's in Cancun. All-inclusive hotel. He
All
said
inclusive.
It's top-notch liquor.
Beautiful, beautiful beach that he's on.
Yep.
And he's drinking
Hennessy
on the beach.
Hennessy on the rocks.
That seems...
Why do
what
I
he
just,
likes.
Why do I just love that that's his thing?
It's terrific. Because it doesn't make any sense.
We're
it's
talking
just
about it,
him.
Joking around before, it's like you're sitting on a beach and they ask you, hey, what would you like to eat? And you're just kind of trying to think what matches with this.
Fish tacos.
I'll take spaghetti and meatballs. I'll take orange chicken. It's like, what?
Yeah, it's
and the problem with Hennessy on the rocks, bro, you get two of those in you and it's 12:30.
You want
to what
take
do you
a
play
nap.
After that?
Yeah, no. There's no next level to go to. You've already gone to the maximum.
He
and
Emily's say,
right. Like if that's what he likes, go do you, brother. I'm with you, but I thought the same thing. I'm like, not a Corona, not a Mai Tai or a Pina Colada.
Yeah, frozen drink.
Not a frozen drink, right.
Last week he said, I'm like, and we're talking about the all-inclusive. I'm like, what are you going to be drinking? I'm like, you got to pace yourself. He's like, I'm doing Henny on the rocks. I'm like, damn right you're doing Henny on the rocks. He's not lying.
Like, he doesn't roll out of bed and say, you want a mimosa, a Bellini, Bloody Mary? I'll take a double Hennessy neat.
Or like if you're like at the all-inclusive, you get awesome. The best liquor possible. You get, oh yeah, I want some Grey Goose. I want the biggest stuff. Get the stuff you can get.
Hennessy's good. I think you and I are more in the same lane. Like certain alcohols go with certain meals. They go with certain times of day and you can always kind of mix it up a little bit.
I get caught up in it. I think I'd mentioned this before a couple times. You're on the beach. I'm like, hey, let me get a margarita. Like you want to get stuff that you feel, right? This guy was like, yep, I'll do a Henny on the rocks.
We'll take your biggest Cabernet. I'll take a Lafitte Rothschild 62.
That's awesome.
Put it in a coconut.
That's awesome. Right. Drink it out of a straw. Put some salt on the rib.
The pineapple wedge stuck to the side of the coconut. Papa John's is releasing a product that is you go to Chipotle and get a bowl instead of a burrito where they just take all the burrito stuff and pour it in the bowl. Papa John's is kind of taking a page out of that. You can get a bowl that's just filled with all the pizza toppings. So the sauce, the cheese, the meat, the veggies, all of that kind of stuff. Does that intrigue you?
That really, really does not intrigue me at all.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help.
For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Does it intrigue you?
I'm glad you asked. So, my buddy Jason Stewart and I, when we were working together, we were both on the Atkins diet at the same time, okay? Mm-hmm. Which the Atkins diet is you can eat everything you want that's meat and cheese as long as you're not eating carbs, right, and sugar. So there was I don't even know if this place – it was on I think it was on Victory Boulevard in the Valley. There's an old school pizza hut, like a walk-in pizza hut with the, you know, shape like the hat, the thing.
Yeah. Yep.
And they had a lunch buffet where they have all the pizzas laid out, right?
I think you've told this story.
And so he and I would go in there every single day for like,
shut down the place
for like 2 or 3 weeks we went there. And we would take slice after slice after slice,
and
dozens,
only eat,
and just scoop the cheese and pepperoni and sausage off the top. And
so
there
you
was
guys were each having 26 slices.
About, and there would be this mountain of pizza crust, and not just like the edge, the whole triangular piece, a mountain of those. So to answer your question, yeah, I'd be into the Papa John's Pizza Bowl. I'd give it a shot. It's meat and cheese and maybe some peppers in there, a mushroom.
That cannot be
jalapeno.
A top seller out. That cannot be.
I wouldn't think it's going to outsell pizza.
Not a top seller, but it could also not be like, they can't be looking at the books in a year from now and saying, let's keep that item.
Yeah, it's not like they invented the Egg McMuffin and created a new lane for their business, which, by the way, happened in Santa Barbara.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's right there on State Street, Upper State Street. The Big Ten reached a, ready for this, Al?
Yep.
7-year, $7 billion media rights deal. Obviously, SC and UCLA will join the agreement in year 2 of the deal.
Could get up to about $11 billion with some other stuff.
$11 billion with some other stuff. The games will be spread over 3 networks. Fox, CBS, and NBC will all televise Big Ten football.
Let me tell you what I'm excited about. This is a very similar page at the NFL, right? It's a similar page as where every network is fighting for a piece. That's Trev, every network, the NFL, the way they do it, ESPN's like, hey, can we have – you guys good? We do Monday night? Cool. Sunday night's out on NBC. Fox and CBS are doing the days. Amazon Prime now is involved. Like, it's – everyone is just asking, can we get a slice of the pie? The one thing I do like about this – and I think it's interesting because a commissioner of the Big Ten basically said something to the effect
Kevin
of like,
Warren.
We are going to help – it's good exposure. It's going to be good exposure for USC and UCLA because they're in the Big Ten. Now you're going to have more of a national presence. I actually see it. I think it's going to be entertaining. I think you're going to get better games and better product. But, man, is the college football game just reshuffling every single day. It's looking different.
It is. I keep coming back to this. The only sport that I think we all agree is a national sport that we all follow, all the teams, all the games are important and interesting.
NFL.
It's the NFL, right? That even if I have no interest in the Jags and the Houston Texans, if they're playing on a Thursday night, I'll watch that. And other people watch
Remember
it.
Remember our Bengals, Jaguars Thursday night.
Turned out the Bengals are a pretty good team. But gambling, fantasy, and it's football. We love football. We love to watch it. The NBA, I think, is probably second. And then I think college football comes in after that. But here's my problem.
Mm-hmm.
You can give me Big Ten football all day long. You can have an early game, a midday game, and a late game.
Yep.
I don't really need to watch Michigan State and Purdue. I don't really need to see Indiana play Nebraska. These are not.
But you're not going to watch those games anyways.
No, I'm not. Right? But now that they're on these national platforms, those games are going to be in place of other things. But I don't need to be inundated with Big Ten football. Let me tell you which games
you're going to watch. Because I'm also not going to watch those games. And let me use the Pac-12 as an example. If Utah was ranked in the top 10 and Oregon was ranked in the top 10, just simply because they're both ranked, I might watch a game like that.
I'm watching that one for sure.
The same thing with the Big Ten. If it's Penn State taking on USC and both teams are ranked, you're not going to watch that?
I would watch it because it's SC.
Okay, if it's Penn State and Michigan, you're not going to watch that?
If there's nothing else good on, yeah, maybe. But
if they're
my point
ranked,
is, I'm not just going to see. I'm still regional college football fan, and I'm not sure that the SEC, they could give a damn. They're about those 14 teams. They're the only league.
But I don't care about the SEC either. SEC. But if there's a Bama Auburn game on and they're both ranked, but, I'm not guaranteeing you I'm going to watch it for four quarters. There's some good hype behind some of these games.
My boy Reyes Moronta is in the game for the Dodgers. Dodgers trailing 5-0 at the end of five innings along the way. It is National Pinot Noir Day. I think I'm going to observe. I think I'm going
to
observe by enjoying a couple of nice Pinot Noirs when I get
home.
What
are you going to do if no Dodger game tonight? What happens when because that's kind of your routine.
Well, yeah, it is. It's a good question. I don't know. Maybe, you know what I might do?
Watch the doc.
I'll watch Lene Kukua. I'll watch Manti Te'o.
I did watch the second episode yesterday of the Hulu Legacy.
Yeah, yeah, and?
It's good. I like it. I will just warn you, it's basketball-y.
Will I like it?
It's basketball-y.
Will I like it?
I think there'll be portions that you will like, and then I think there'll be other portions you'll say, okay, this is getting too much in the weeds of Dr. J and the Lakers playing the Celtics, or the Celtics churning the air up during, the Celtics were always trying to screw with the Lakers. Yeah,
no hot water and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. You know what I think I've put my finger on some of this stuff where I get fatigued on it a touch? It's the Showtime Lakers, because that's my favorite version.
And you feel like you've seen a lot.
I know
it's kind of funny you say that, because, you know, I was saying to myself, I'm like, oh, wait, if they got 10 episodes here, how many are they spending on the Showtime?
Yeah.
Because they have not won back-to-back championships yet. So through two episodes, they haven't got even to that stage. When are they getting to Shaq and Kobe?
I want to get to Shaq and Kobe.
Because then you're going to have to Kobe. Because remember, LeBron's on this too.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get to Bron later
on. You want to get to. But that again, I feel I don't have to hear that part. The Shaq, Kobe, Genie, Jim, Bust. Those are the two things that I want. I want more of that along the way.
Yeah.
I don't have to have the other things. I feel like I know them or I'm not interested. Showtime I've got, and the stuff right now, I mean, it happened 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I need to get into the weeds of any of that stuff.
I did not know how angry people are right now in this studio about that whole text chain.
Yeah, I got questions about this. I got questions about this. Mace just sat down, and we're going to start a little super crosstalk. All right, Mace is here. Andy Kamenetsky is here today filling in for John. And that's kind of where I want to start, Mace.
What happened?
Did you just tell me that Mace doesn't know about this?
I don't believe I do. Okay. He does not know anything about this.
There's a text chain going around. That's all I've heard.
So Chris just told me when he was in, it's a live imaging Thursday.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yep. And he was saying that John heard one of the opens for the Travis and Slee show. Was it yesterday, Slee?
I think so.
That he sent Chris a note saying, hey, I like that. That was a funny line. It's about Boogie Nights, and they had a brief back and forth.
Okay.
And so Bergman was saying that he has not responded to you guys despite him reaching out, or you reaching out to him. Are you offended that he's randomly sending texts to other people?
I don't think I even noticed any of this stuff.
Am I supposed to be really
rankled by this whole thing?
If you're not, you're not.
So I was not.
Bergman
on
sounded
the text.
Mildly Berg. Rankled.
This might have hit this Berg might in the heart.
Are you rankled, Berg?
No, I'm not rankled. I'm just, all I said to him was that this is funny. He's reaching out. Rankled is a weird word.
I'm
shocked that he reached out to Chris, but has not responded to anything that we've put into the text message.
Well, what have you? I've not sent John anything. He's on vacation.
We just sent a TikTok yesterday.
Yeah, well, I don't expect people to respond to vacation texts.
No, neither do I. That's why we haven't been texting him.
But that's why you're unrankled.
He reached out to Morales.
Right.
And while he's in Idaho?
Ireland reaches out to Chris, Morales. Right.
Yes. But doesn't respond to anything that we put.
Yes.
I don't expect him to. But the fact is, he's reaching out to Chris.
Yeah, I don't know.
Base like, I don't give up.
I'm
kind of disappointed that you're unranked.
I could go really hard on this, but I don't expect anybody to respond to text messages when they're on vacation. Now, I guess what John did was he was listening to the app somewhere in Idaho, heard something, texted Morales, said, hey, I really like that. Now, am I upset about that? No, I'm not upset about that.
Honestly, it's too bad. I was hoping you would be.
Rankled.
It feels more like a reflection of John listening to the shows in Idaho. It's like, unplug, man. Like, really? You should not have
any
idea.
The app.
You can't,
not so easy.
To Travis Slee when you're on vacation.
No,
that's
not
an option.
I mean, you know, sometimes I will, and I never pay attention to anything, social media, anything on the station, Twitter, all that stuff when I'm on vacation. I always thought John never did either. But apparently, John is listening to Travis and Sliwa. He's listening.
We'll take the download.
I think we've said all positive things about John, right?
It has been all positive.
All positive about John.
That would mean that John is listening to, because you just said he's going to listen to
his John,
own show.
What's up?
So he's listening to 6 hours a day minimum of radio while on vacation.
I like it.
Unplug, John.
Maybe the 9-hour mega block in Idaho.
There you go. Andy, you were in there when we were talking about Funches is on
his... 7, he's listening to Freddie Coleman. All the way through.
Yeah. Oh, Freddie has been gone the entire time. He hasn't even noticed.
Freddie's still doing it.
Freddie's knocking it out. Funches is on his honeymoon.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Where'd he go?
Cancun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful.
Okay, so he's in
the
Cancun.
The all-inclusive one.
Oh, love this.
So he sent us a picture on the beach yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful Cancun beach. It's a great picture.
Everything you think of. Imagine that setting.
It's the Corona commercial that he's living.
Okay, cool. Okay? Snoop just walked by.
Exactly. Only he's having Hennessy. On the beach.
He's drinking a Hennessy?
Yeah. And so Sleet are like, it feels like there are certain alcohols that belong in certain places. And Hennessy on the beach just struck both of us as odd. Are we out of our minds?
Look, the whole point of vacation is to go somewhere and do everything you want to do. Do everything you like. If Hennessy is what Funch likes, hello, Cancun.
Okay, that's a really good picture.
Yeah, he's like toasting.
Yeah.
First of all, that's actually Funches. The picture is him in a room, not on the beach. So he may be going with a different drink or liquor.
But how do we know that's Hennessy?